call the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderman Skronsky.
Excused. Please rise during with me to pledge allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? And I'm going to invoke the three-minute rule so that everybody has a fair chance of speaking. And if you want to speak after everyone has had their opportunity to speak more, we will honor that. So, sir?
Jim Lysak, 8756 West Mallard Court. Bring to your attention last week's Greenfield West Allis newsletter. It says the West Allis West Milwaukee School District and the city have cooperated on several fronts to improve recreational opportunities, starting with new school soccer facilities on the city property. Such cooperative efforts have extended to other elements in both government to the benefit of the public. We all serve the same taxpayers. We should cooperate, said the City Development Director John Stiebel. With reading that, that's what I asked you people to do with the school board on the girls' softball diamonds. Now, I have one question. I found out today that the school board superintendent came to you, Mr. Mayor, and wanted to fix up the diamonds on 80th south of Ryan Road, and they were going to bear the cost, the school board was going to bear the total cost of the fixing the dugouts and the benches and everything else, and you said no. Can you explain why?
The fields that are out there are actually the city's fields.
Correct.
The school board has been using those fields, and we very much like that they are using the fields, but I believe the parties wanted to put in dugouts, and the dugouts had not been approved either by the Parks Commission or by this council.
Can you move it along? 9 months ago, I asked you to move that along anyway for those exact fields. 9 months ago.
The fields, and we've had some conversations over this, there's been a desire on the part of the city to actually expand the yard so that we can handle the emerald ash borer problem out there. So the expansion of the ball diamonds is not a simple one.
They're not worried about that. They just want to get it sort of ready for this year, for the girls to play and maybe into next year.
I negotiated and advocated for the agreement that currently exists for that facility.
Is there any plans for you to build softball diamonds anywhere in the city?
I believe we have a master plan that calls for recreational facilities all throughout the city. And just on your note of cooperating with the school board, we have been trying to work together whenever possible to try and bring recreational facilities both for the school district and for the city. Been doing that for years.
Haven't answered my question, though. Is there any plans for girls' softball diamonds anywhere? All we've got is hardball diamonds.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the assistance comment period? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Steve Olson, 8091 South Meadow Creek Court. Sandy tells me I need to disclose that I'm a candidate for mayor. I'd like to direct my former colleagues to the agenda item G8, 9, 10, 11. I was reading the packet and a glaring error came out. The state, in their infinite wisdom, has decided not to put a traffic signal at Forest Hill and 76th Street. I believe that jeopardizes the health and safety of our students, and I look to our county supervisor, our state representative, to change that, and I advocate that you table this, put a little pressure on them, and not come to a decision tonight on any agreement until they put the lights back at 76th. Okay. The other thing is, for those folks at North Cape, I have in my hand a memo dated March 1st, 2010, regarding 76th Street. We started work on 76th Street reconstruction in 1999. This memo came in 2010. It set the the construction end for 76th Street, November of 2012. So if you think things are going to happen quickly, the county's in charge. It ain't. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, yeah, could I just get a clarification? That was Mayor? 76th and Forest Hill was
yes.
The light in question? Okay, thank you.
Just so you know, Mr. Bennett brought this to my attention earlier today. Thank you.
Jeff Bander, 7220 South Northgate. I'd like to talk about G7, Northgate Project.
Yes, sir.
I guess I'd ask the panel, do you actually know the opinions of the residents that live on Northgate as far as what direction they'd like to go? Anybody?
We have the comment sheets in our packet. I just went through them over at McDonald's having a cup of coffee, and I went through all of them. And I think looking at the sheets, many of the aldermen were at the meeting as well as city officials. So I guess the answer is pretty much so.
Okay. I guess we'd like to know if there'd be a third option that would just be to redo the roadway. I mean, there's no reason for sidewalks and bike paths. We have bike paths right on the east side, behind the homes on the east side. The notion that you're going to cut down 300 trees, mature trees along that roadway both sides, is just counterproductive to why we moved there. I mean, most of us moved there because of it's a mature subdivision. If I wanted to buy in a subdivision with no trees, I got the means to do so, I could have did so. I think most everybody on Northgate could have done the same. We chose to buy the existing homes with the large trees that are already there. I would ask that you would put on hold your vote to make a decision until you can hear further from the members or the residents on Northgate. Have every one of you read the Trans 75? Has all you who are going to make this decision, have you read Trans 75?
I have not.
But you're going to make a $1 million decision. So one out of how many? Who's all going to make that decision tonight?
Well, first of all, the road project and the listening session that was held is a Milwaukee County project. It's a Milwaukee County road. The issue, I believe, that's before us and on the agenda tonight has to do with whether sidewalks should be or should not be part of the county project. And the entire issue has to deal with, will Milwaukee County completely reconstruct the road, I guess down to its bed? And then if they were to do that, then the city might be willing to maintain the road. Because if they completely reconstruct the road will be in a good condition for about 20 years. If they're simply going to put asphalt on top of it, I don't know as the mayor if I would be willing to look at that type of an agreement.
Well, what would we benefit by taking over these county roads anyway?
Well, we have been after, I think I started as an alderman in 99. We've been after the reconstruction of that road, I'm trying to think, maybe two or three different county supervisors, a couple of county executives, to fix it before somebody got killed. That was the prime reason for advocating that the road be fixed. The impetus for the city to look at it is we constantly got the same answer back, and that's that they did not have any money for the road.
I can appreciate the fact that somebody might want to repair the road. I don't understand the idea of widening both sides, cutting all the trees down, potentially taking feet out of my yard and everybody else's. It's not a major thoroughfare. Very few people utilize it. Under Trans 75, I think the city has no choice but to sign a waiver that they're going to take care of any sidewalks that are built. That's part of Trans 75. Now, if you've read it, you'd understand it. But you haven't read it, so I understand. There's a bunch of other things in Trans 75 that you should consider as well as you look at making that decision.
I'm having Mr. Liberta take care of the time. It's 3 minutes. If you would like to, actually it's 4 minutes. If you would like to come back and speak after everybody else has spoke, I'd be glad to hear it. And I can answer your last question on Trans 75.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Good evening. Andy Timothy Hansen, 7217 South Stonehenge Drive. Just here on behalf of the Franklin Sabre Stadium project. Just wanted to thank the city for their involvement in allowing us to post informational signs in the lobby and in the library last couple of months, as well as the special insert into the December newsletter. That was much appreciated. And I see we have a handout here. We're just putting on the Franklin Community Night at the Admirals game on April 12th. So if we can sell some tickets there, it goes towards the project. And just wanted to thank the city for their involvement in the project up to this point. Give you an update. We are closing in on about $900,000 raised of private funds. So we're pretty optimistic. We have a school board meeting tomorrow night. We're pretty optimistic that the project's going to get started in the spring. So just wanted to take the time to thank the council for their involvement and support of the project.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? I'm losing my voice.
Brian Ashenbrenner, 8746 West Mallard Court. In regards to this girls' softball diamond issue, what I just heard is someone else is willing to pay for improvements, and there's a bigger issue with ash borer that has nothing to do with the immediate improvements for next season. Can you explain, if someone else wants to do the work immediately to make it a better improvement for the girls in the area, can you explain on the bigger issue of the ash borer and why you won't pick this school board up on their offer?
I don't know that it was school board, and actually I haven't seen an offer. I heard about it through my public works director, not Jack Bennett, but Mr. Schaefer, and it sounded like one of the parties for the school district had a proposal on behalf of someone else, but I haven't seen any proposal, and as you might be aware, we do have a contract that exists between the teams and the city. As far as the Emerald Ash Borer issue, the reason for the desire on the part of Public Works to extend the yard is because of the massive problem that the ash borer has created for the city.
Okay, so there's no real proposal that you know of?
No, well, I guess what I'm saying to you is the answer is not no at all. It's okay. Show us a proposal. It's a contract.
Okay.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir. Well, let's see. A couple more people here. Could somebody lower the microphone for Millie?
I have to probably put it down a little bit, huh?
Yeah. I'm Mildred Perry. Mildred Perry. I live on South North Cape Road. And I'm sorry, I have a hearing aid, but it doesn't seem to be working. So please excuse me if I'm redundant and repeat something that has been said. But I'm here in opposition to setting up sidewalks on North Cape Road. First of all, I left Milwaukee to come to a beautiful rural area so I wouldn't have to put up with sidewalks and cement and all. So I live in a beautiful city of Franklin, which is a rural, gorgeous area, and I love it. But now, apparently, the money coming from the feds puts a restriction that there must be sidewalks in order for the road to be reconstructed. Well, in any contract, in any bill that would come, there must be an area where you fellows can say, we'll exempt that certain section. And I would like the sidewalk part of the reconstruction of South North Cape Road to be eliminated. There's so much money that they're talking about that's being spent on various different things. And this would be an unnecessary thing. I happen to know that on South 51st Street, there were sidewalks put in. And the elderly people living on that road cannot always get out and shovel the snow. And they are billed then by the city. And this North Cape Road, the money comes from the feds, goes to the county, and you all know this, and then it would come to the city of Franklin. Well, the city of Franklin would have to bill bill a 94-year-old lady, Mrs. Perry, because she didn't get out to shovel her 50 feet of snow next year. And I'm opposed to that. Another thing...
Are you her daughter?
Pardon?
Because you seem so much younger.
I'm 93, and I'm going to be 94 when the sidewalks are in. But anyway...
Millie and I know each other really.
It's been a great life. It's been a great life, and I love people. Love you all. Nevertheless, we pay the city of Franklin, the school district, for our children to be bused. Our children do not need sidewalks to get to school. They are bused, and they are safely bused. They don't have to take a chance on being on a sidewalk and being hurt or hit or even killed. So we don't need sidewalks in the city of Franklin. A few people do walk their dogs. I see a couple people on North Cape Road. They have a dog, and that's very, very nice. But they've been doing it without sidewalks. And I would urge the council, please, vote for alternative without the sidewalks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. By the way, this is Mildred Perry. I've known her for probably 30 years. Mildred is one of the more famous people in Wisconsin. And she was a very, very active unionist and represented all the clerical workers in Milwaukee County, and also sat on the executive board of District Council 48 for quite a few years. And I can't tell you the number of accomplishments that can be attributed to Mildred for not only our community but for all of Milwaukee County. And I'd ask for a nice round of applause for Mildred. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir. I'll ask. Anyone else wishing to speak? Yes.
Name is Jim Lucky, 4925 West Rawson Avenue. I'm here on behalf of the Franklin Historical Society to talk about item G6 that's on the agenda. And there's a three proposed agreements between the Franklin Historical Society and the City of Franklin that I have been working with Mr. Liberta over a series of several meetings, where he has given Franklin Historical Society and myself a lot of input into these agreements, and I very much appreciate that. And he has developed three proposed agreements with some help from our city attorney. And the idea here is that the Franklin Historical Society and the City of Franklin needs to update some agreements that go back 20 or more years. Things have changed. Who is responsible for what? And it just isn't the same. And he's come up with, what I think, an outstanding job of showing who is responsible for what, and has proposed beings. You know, we've been talking about this barn project, and it's laid out a proposal where I believe it'll happen, and it'll be beneficial both to the Franklin Historical Society and the City of Franklin. I just want to say that here in the year 2014, this agreement, I think, is going to be critical of what's going to be happening 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now. Citizens of Franklin, we're going to develop an historic community. We already have a very good one, but we want a great one, something that's going to be jewel the city in years to come. And this agreement right here is going to lead to that. Citizens years from now are going to look back and say, you know, this council in 2014 had the foresight to put forth an agreement where we could build this type of village. And believe me, there are many, many dedicated people here in the city, members of the Franklin Historical Society and other citizens are going to do precisely that. So I would urge the council to approve these agreements. And I will stay here in case there's any questions when item G6 comes up.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? If you could, please state your name and address for the record.
John Nelson, 7787 South North Cape Road, candidate for Alderman District 6. When we get to letter, or G7, I would just ask that Mr. Bennett explain in detail to my neighbors what the exemption option is in being able to hopefully avert from going to the sidewalk options. And I know that's kind of explained in that trans 305 or 75, but I know there is a little confusion about that. There's some questions about that. So hopefully we can just at least touch on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, ma'am. If you could please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Carol Youngbluth. I live at 7164 South North Cape Road. I walk my dog all the time on North Cape Road. I'm still living. There's a pathway in the back that is not well maintained by the city, and it belongs to the electric company. I believe we lease it for $1 a month. I offered to pay $5 a month, and I'll lease it and take care of it. We don't need to spend all this money just because it's available. We need a decent road with a decent shoulder. We moved here to be in a rural setting, just as the lady previous stated. We'd like to keep it that way. I mean, let's not make this a big ordeal. Yes, the road needs to be fixed correctly so it lasts a long time. We don't need everybody, and I have a lot of front yard. There are people that don't. And I really don't think it's right that we be cutting way in for things that people don't even want that live on the road. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, ma'am. Or sir.
I am Suzanne Mayer, 9733 West Ryan Road, and I am running for alderman for the 6th District. A couple of things that were discussed at the meeting last Tuesday that I have concerns about, I guess. There was a quote that I got from the Himalayan consultant, and he said to me that what he really wants to see is a nice, big, beautiful road put through so that he could take pictures of it and put it on his website so that people could look at it and see what he's done. He also told me that there were no other options except the two that were put up there that he even considered. I don't believe that this project has been thoroughly investigated. And if it's voted on tonight, either alternative, it's just a big rubber stamp as to the question to the residents of which way do you want us to destroy your neighborhood. These projects that the staff and you as the council take up need to be more thoughtful instead of just this cookie cutter, you know, stuff that comes from the state telling us what we need to do. I think if we use our imaginations, we can kind of come up with some alternatives to satisfy the needs and the wants of the residents in the area. One thing that I also did not hear and does need to be explained is why the city needs to take over these roads. And you have said that you need to, that you feel as though you can maintain them better. And I'm just wondering if there are other alternatives to that, and if any of that kind of thing have been investigated also. If that's it, thank you very much.
Thank you. By the way, I did talk to the alderman for the district who is, it was just recently elected state representative for the area, and he is up in Madison on waiting for the state of the state address and did request that this item be laid over so that more input can come from both the residents and from the county. So when we get to it, I'll bring it up again. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Good evening. My name is Randy Dillick. I live on 7940 North Cape Road. I've been a resident there for the past 22 years. My wife and I probably could have moved anywhere in Franklin, and we chose to move there. We drove down North Cape, and it was a rural road. Old-time oak trees, you've heard it all before, with other people up here. I don't know, there's some things that I have that I'm wondering if all the questions that people have are answered, then there might be, you guys should be able to take a vote on this. You just said that they're gonna you're not going to vote on this tonight.
No, I just said there was a request from the alderman not to vote on it,
okay.
To table it.
So
it's going to be up to the council.
Well, it's going to be up to you. Okay. Well, I think the main thing is that obviously all the residents want the road fixed properly. Okay? They don't care about the sidewalks. No one wants the sidewalk. Of the 142 people that live on there, I went to the other meeting the other night, and I did not see anybody that wants a sidewalk. I do not want a sidewalk. I don't want to see the trees cut down. It's an absolute crying shame if they did that. You're going to turn the road into a 50 to 60 foot wide highway is basically what it's going to look like. And I don't think anybody that's living there would want that. Anybody I talk to doesn't want it. If you lived there, you wouldn't want it. There's plenty of, once you guys get the road anyway, it's going to turn into a residential road. It's not going to be deemed Highway J or County J, I guess. There's just a lot of things that I think should be answered to us as the residents and all the people that live on the road. I can think of 20, 30 things. Who's going to maintain it? Is there going to be parking? If that sidewalk goes in, is there going to be any parking on North Gate? Is going to be no parking the whole way? Right now, I enjoy the fact that I can park in front of my house when I have guests over and get the option to park there. Will a road stay at 30 miles an hour? Are they going to add new stop signs? There's a lot of things that I think need to be answered, and a lot of other options that I think need to be explored before this vote goes on tonight, because you guys don't know all the answers. That's the part that I can't, you don't know all the answers. How can there be a vote on it? So there's a lot of questions that I think need to be answered, and when the county is dangling a piece of cheese in front of us, it's nice to try to grab it, but let's fix the road. Let's forget about the sidewalks. Let's do the road right, and then get that done. I think that's what's mostly on everybody's mind.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Anyone that has not spoken? Is there anyone that has not spoken? Yes, sir.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West, Winston Way. I keep listening to this number of citizens that are coming up here about sidewalks. Take 51st Street. None of them want it on 51st Street. Nobody wants that path through Pleasant View Park. Nobody wants the extension Evergreen. Where's our people? I mean, you're destroying this city. Every time I turn around, and a good example is Faith Community Church in my neighborhood. We don't have a park. There's nothing in my neighborhood. This is a disaster. Who destroys this city? The common council. It's been destroying this city from the get-go. We got to change this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizen comment period that has not spoken? Yes, ma'am. You need the microphone?
Patricia Banner, 7220 South North Cape Road. I have a question for you. I've been reading Trans 75, and it seems like a lot of exclusions apply to us. We are not a 750 average daily traffic road. We do not have 25 bicycles riding on it on 10 busiest days of the year. It appears that the cost of a sidewalk / bike path is going to exceed 20% of the entire cost of the project. Just ballpark figure. If we can get exempt from Trans 75? Do we still qualify for state and federal funding, just not by Trans 75 standards?
I'm just going to answer your question. The gentleman asked if anybody had read Trans 75. I said I did not. The reason I did not is because I've asked both the engineering department and the attorneys to weigh in on that subject. The other reason is it's a county road, and I think that's what people need to understand. It's the listening session, all that was held by the county. We have not heard, or at least I haven't heard, from the Corporation Council for Milwaukee County as to their opinion on Trans 75, yet it is their road. So you may have 500 different viewpoints on what Trans 75 says or doesn't say. From my past experience, it's best first to sort of let the thing sift through and kind of settle, and then look at who's saying what and what did the what was the intent of the legislature and the Congress in this this point before people rush out and make decisions on Trans 75. But right now, I would say, as the mayor, that the party that needs to interpret Rule 75, Trans 75, is Milwaukee County. And I don't know that we've got a Corp Council opinion on that.
May I provide you with a copy of Trans 75?
Sure. Well, I have all the paperwork, so, but sure.
All right, thank you.
Sure. All right, anyone else wishing to speak? Yes, ma'am. Thanks, Pat.
I'm Nancy Stangler at 11580 West Woods Road. It's 1/4 mile west of South North Cape. And I'm attending on behalf of myself and also Michael Coaches, who is a resident at 6641 South North Cape, who couldn't be here this evening. Now, it just seems to me, from a very global sense, as a 30-year resident of that area, the road needs to be fixed. But now that residents see the destruction of the trees and the wetlands and the plants that will be involved, I don't know if anybody wants them. I just as soon live with a bumpy road that people don't speed on. And it keeps the speed limit down. In Greenfield, on 124th, between Grange and Layton, they resurfaced that road with a paved shoulder and concrete gutters. And now, speeding through there, even though it says 30 miles an hour. So I think that the construction of the road, such as you're proposing, is really going to destroy the entire character of the road. Just look at the axis with the trees and the wetlands and the overarching trees shading the road. So I'd like you to think about that and maybe talk to more residents in person.
Thank you. I have a question for you, if you don't mind. Where did you get those great pants?
They were my father's hunting pants, Woolrich.
You can't find
pants.
Those anymore. Those are terrific.
Well, they're warm.
All right, anyone else wishing to speak that has not spoke during the citizens' comment period? If no one else, John? Yes, sir.
It's got
to be last. Basil Ryan, 5250 West South County Line Road. I am a candidate for mayor. I attended that meeting, too, but I don't know. I walked away with a different point of view. It seemed like I talked to the young lady and the gentleman from the company. It seemed like they were steering the people towards a certain road. Even though people were invited to make comments, it was this road or this one. This one's going to have big ditches that'll take away all your trees. This one here will have a road with a sidewalk and all of that. So you're better off with this one because it won't take so many trees and you won't have the big ditch. But it didn't invite, I felt, it didn't invite the dialect between the residents to talk about what they wanted on the road. Now, I understand it's a county road, but I also understand the county wants to give it to the city. And if that's the case, I understand that there may be an exemption, because why would the state and the county want to pay so much money to have a standard higher than what's required if it goes to a local road. That, to me, didn't make any sense. I directed that question to the staff, and they said they hadn't thought that out, because why would you be held to a higher standard if it's going to go? All you're doing is buying the bells and whistles, but in this case here, the residents don't want the bells and whistles. I would ask that the county supervisor that we have, because now I look at it, the city's in an excellent position. It has clout. And I would hope as a result of that clout from a county supervisor, we have a state representative who just got elected who comes from the district that can speak firsthand on the subject. I would think with that type of clout that we should be able to get some exemptions and get a road that people want. These people are the same people that every month pay that mortgage payment on the house. They're the same people at the end of the year write that big tax check. I don't see why government comes in and dictates to them what they should have in their neighborhood when these are the people that are working, living, and raising a family in that area, and somebody else, government, tells them what's better for them. So I would ask, and I'd agree with the mayor and Mr. Skoronski, is that this item should be tabled. I think the message maybe should be sent from our county supervisor that the city needs to weigh in on this, and the residents want a voice on this. And in this case here, I hope Pace doesn't, you know, make waste, because it just seems like we're rushing this through, and we've got intelligent people that are offering good common sense issues to this, and I would hope that we take the time and slow down and just address those. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period that hasn't spoke? Is there anyone else? If not, sir, I'm going to have to ask you for your name and address again, because we're taping all of this.
Jeff Andrews, 7220 South North Cape. I would ask common council members, of those two plans, which one would have two retention ponds? I only ask the question because if you're going to vote on which one's going to have sidewalks or what's the outcome of these, you ought to know that the urban project is going to have retention ponds, one on each end of the project. Now, who here in this room knows that there's going to be retention ponds in your backyard? Show of hands, anybody. Is anybody else except me aware of that?
I would ask you to address your comments to the chair.
It's puzzling to me that nobody in the room except me and my wife and I, understand that there's going to be two retention ponds, one on each side of the urban project. I mean, how do you take a vote if you don't know? It's puzzling. Absolutely absurd and puzzling that you can make a $1 million decision. I realize it's not your project. I realize it's the county's project. And if the county people were here, my voice would be raised. I might get a little ugly. But you're my friends. You're elected by us to represent us. And so if it feels like I've been casting stones tonight, yeah, I apologize. But I am about as upset as I can possibly be.
That's what democracy is about, sir.
Well, it's what it's supposed to be about. And I would urge that you would vote against any sidewalks. Put this project on hold until everybody in this room knows what it means. I'd urge you to tie a yellow ribbon around every tree that's going to get cut down so these fine people that live on North Cape can envision the road after it's been deforested.
Just to try and answer one of your questions, and that's that, first of all, the council hasn't voted on this subject yet. When it does come up, Mr. Bennett is going to do what he normally does, and that's to take us through a presentation of what's been presented, what occurred at the listening session, what is his expert position as city engineer. And then it's going to be up to the council members, as they do, as I've seen them do, they're going to diligently ask all kinds of questions of Mr. Bennett and ask him about things like the urban section versus the rural section and what happened at the meeting and what's your opinion and what should we do next.
Right.
So that's normally what does happen.
Right. I appreciate that. Last Tuesday there was the meeting. I think a lot of us were there. I know I was there. When was this item number 7 placed on the docket for tonight?
Probably Thursday, late Thursday. I think it was late Thursday because the clerk and I went through the agenda.
Late Thursday of that last week. What is a notification to the citizens about these items? I mean, what's the process? So I wake up in the morning and I see that somebody has placed in my paper box from a candidate running for office that this agenda item is on the agenda. I mean, if it's a million-dollar project, one in which somebody plans to butcher the heck out of my front yard, and everybody else, not just my yard, I mean, all your yards are going to get butchered. Yeah. Million-dollar project, Miss Woolrich back here, I absolutely love the pants and the shoes, by the way. I am as well, and I'm glad you brought it up so I feel more comfortable saying it. I love my damn bumpy road because it reminds me that I'm in rural America. I have no problem going slow down the road. In fact, you have to. If you go fast in my truck, my head hits the roof. And I get a lot of headroom, but and I get a lot of ballast as well. But if you go too fast on the road, you're reminded very quickly, slow down because it is bumpy.
The good news
is it's going to smooth out in spring. If you live there, you know, I'm not wrong. I haven't lied to you yet tonight. Don't it's going to smooth out in spring. We all know it. Time up.
Thank you very much. Alderman Wilhelm?
I just wanted to make a comment that I feel almost accused of something that I haven't even had a chance to review yet. So maybe you feel like the county has done you wrong and is not listening. But I assure you that I have been reading everything. And had I not gone to the meeting with many of you that I saw there, the only information I would know about this project tonight would be the same letter that I got in the mail that you probably got. We have had no presentation before the council on this project yet. This is the first time it's been on the agenda for discussion. So I wouldn't expect my colleagues to be taking action on this tonight. I think it would be ready for that, but they have the right to make that decision. I, for one, follow along with almost every comment here, except for one comment was that no one wants the walkway. That is not 100% true. There are a lot of people that don't, the majority don't, but there are some individuals that do. Most of them that do not live along that road because they're not going to have to shovel it, of course. So, and I completely understand that because I'm dealing with the sidewalk and 51st Street in my district where I tried to get on the other street on the other side of the street for the quarry to maintain it instead of the people. I was not successful in doing that, as the two aldermen before me were not successful in doing that. So I deal with that all the time about the people not wanting to have to maintain that. But 51st Street is a completely different area than you have. There weren't trees as many to be taken down. There weren't many at all. And it's close to the high school, and is extremely dangerous on 51st Street. Completely different setting.
Okay, just to see if there's a... I'm going to try and wrap up the citizens' comment period, and then I'll ask the aldermen if they have any more comments. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, ma'am.
Carol Youngblue, 7164 South North Cape Road. I have to disagree with the fact that everything seems to go through the Common Council and all this is hashed out. I personally, from my experience of living here 19 years, I feel bulldozed by a lot of decisions that are made and in the dark. And this is a huge project worth a lot of money. It's not going to be a county road when it's done. It should be the decision of the citizens that live on the road and the area surrounding.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir.
Just a quick minute, and I'm sure you thought of that.
If you could, Basil,
Ryan,
could you? Yeah.
250 candidate. Could I ask the council to move this up on the agenda to take it as another one item?
Sure.
I got to get my date back early.
With that, seeing no one else, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period and turn back to the regular order of business and put my glasses on so I can see. And you do have under announcements, we have a letter from Dr. Steve Patz regarding public schools requesting the Common Council approve the ordinance relating to impact fees. Also in the packet is a letter from Mr. Randy Ritter, who had spoke at the last meeting, and it's sure self-explanatory, but that's in there. And I believe we received another email just this morning that I asked that be placed in your packets. So hopefully you have that as well. It's to deal with. It's from a concerned citizen and taxpayer, so said I would share it, and you have it. Before you is item C, approval of the minutes of regular meeting of January 7th, 2014.
Move to approve.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. And Alderman Mayor, you did have your hand up, so.
I did. That was at the end of the public comment. I was wondering if we could just take a quick informal poll of the citizens that are here, how many people are actually here from the North Cape area, and how many are in favor of – how many are here from North Cape? Okay. Now, how many of you are in favor of sidewalks? How many of you are not in favor of sidewalks? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Millie counts for two.
Yes.
All right. I have a third question. How many of you would like to have North Cape Road reconstructed? Okay. Thank you. Anyone else wanting to say anything?
Have you drove down it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Would you want it reconstructed?
I've been wanting it reconstructed for about 10 years and have been doing everything to make sure that that happens. Item G, one wireless emergency net. Well, we asked for it to be moved up on the agenda, so we will. First of all, I would ask that the alderman for the district did ask that the matter be tabled to get more input. I don't know that we've actually got anything back from the county as of today from the listening session. I don't know.
I'll make the motion to table the item, but I would like some discussion.
Till the next meeting?
Till the next meeting.
I'll second that.
Right. Under discussion? I'm sort of looking at the Alderman Taylor.
I mean, I think we're going to have a presentation that we're going to have first.
Right.
All right. And then, I mean, I'll talk about a little history then. Let's talk about reality.
Right.
And then, I think the consultant gave us all the comments back. I mean, the county's kind of put in our lap to make a decision. I think Mr. Bennett's going to tell us that if this project is to be done this year, we have to make a decision here relatively soon. That's the reality of it. I mean, it just passed in the budget. We just adopted the county budget in December. So that's why there's a short time frame regarding you know, the meeting that we had at Country Dale and it before us here tonight. So, yeah, listen, I have no problem referring it, but maybe after we have our presentation, we can go into a little bit of discussion and, you know, I can explain at least from my vantage point of why this is here and where this is headed if we don't make a decision at some point here soon. Because it's ultimately, it's your road. You live on it. I live on the other side of the city. But the reason I went to the county board, because I heard when I was running for a supervisor that you wanted this road done. I heard it loud and clear. I talked about that at Country Dale. And it's not just the people on North Cape. If whoever said, was it 142 people? Somebody mentioned 142 people is how many live on North Cape. Is that correct? Is that correct? There are way more people that live off of North Cape that use North Cape. That's a collector street. So everybody that comes from you know, McShane and Woods. And frankly, if you pull those people, they just want the road. And they could really care less whether or not you had a sidewalk or not. But that's not, you know, we're trying to work with you. I mean, I want to see the exemption just as bad as you do. But I think you also want the road done. So it's going to be ultimately a decision that this body has to make. And if we choose not to do anything, then this just gets kicked off. And there are plenty of county roads that could use money. It was not easy to get the funding. And what I was, and I drove on the road today. I drove it on Saturday. I mean, I've been on that road quite a bit lately. And, you know, it's in horrible shape. And I can tell, you know, when I was running for office in 2012, it was in bad shape then. And so we can go back, we can go into the history a little bit. But one thing I will say is I'm going to have to do this again next year at this time because St. Martin's is on the plan. Because finally, you know, somebody fought for you to get these roads fixed and get these roads financed. And I'm thinking to myself, I could probably go down to the courthouse and make that money on St. Martin's go away like that and let it go somewhere else in the county. Because is this what we want, to piss off our neighbors, to piss off people, you know, that feel like there's no transparency? I mean, it's actually disappointing that the alderman in the 6th District was not at Countrydale. And it's not here tonight because he's in Madison on the floor of the assembly. And if anybody didn't see this coming, they should have.
I'm going to ask you and the other alderman, if you could, please make your comments to the chair. I don't want to get into cross debate with the citizens.
I'm not debating anybody here. I'm trying to.
No, I said I didn't want to get into cross debate.
No one's talking back to me, so I mean, I'm trying to explain. So if we want to have the presentation, and then I can tell you kind of how this project evolved. How's that sound, Your Honor? Good?
Actually, it sounds great, and I'm very happy that you brought this forward because it gives me the opportunity to, I shared the just before we got in here with Jack Bennett that the alderman asked that this be laid over, and Jack said, well, we may have to call a special common council meeting to get this through. And I also wanted to tell him that at your listening session here, I sat in the audience and I asked you and basically was saying, Supervisor, are you going to get this done this year and under this budget? And I asked you about 76th Street as well. So because of the history, and we'll get into that after Jack's presentation, but there have been several aldermen over the years, many aldermen that have asked for the reconstruction of North Cape Road. So. Jack?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. We brought to the council's attention probably 5-6 months ago that the county was planning to reconstruct North Cape Road. One of the reasons, is at least that I understand from the county, is number one, they can use what they call CHIP funds, and those are state funds, to reconstruct it, which triggers Trans 75.
Excuse me just a minute. Mr. Bennett? You said that you had brought this project to the council, but I want you to clarify that we didn't have any design plans.
No.
Do you remember what the exact motion
yeah,
was?
Yeah, if you let me finish.
I heard some rumbling. As soon as you said that, I heard people rumbling about it was here before them. And
right.
So I just want...
We brought it to the council that they're going to do it, and they're planning to reconstruct North Cape Road. Engineering department recommended to the council that we have the county design a plan, what they plan to do, and that was alternate number one, which would be a rural section, and that was without sidewalks. We really don't know for sure whether we could get an exemption without sidewalks. You won't know until you apply. Whether they get it or not, we don't know. We suggested that if you're going to put sidewalks in, you really can't put sidewalks in on a rural section because it's going to be just even much more destructive. Alternate number one would expand, you know, another 8-10 feet into the properties more than it does, and it would really defoliate the whole area. So we suggested that look at a plan with an urban section and sidewalk. And that was alternate number two, or alternate number one, which they would have to get an exception for the sidewalk. But alternate number one was what the county planned to do if the city wasn't involved in this. And that was presented at the Countrydale School a week ago Tuesday. So alternate number one was what the county would have planned to do if the city hadn't been involved in the project at all and didn't want sidewalks. Alternate number two then was developed for sidewalks, but an urban section which squeezes the project in, which has less impact on the project. Now it's my understanding, and I think Supervisor Taylor probably can speak more to this, that one reason that he was able to obtain funding for North Cape Road was kind of twofold. Number one, that the county could use CHIP funding, which is their state funding that the county gets for county projects. We get what we call LRAP funds or local road funds for the city, and we get so much every biennium. And they would use the CHIP funding for the project. And as an incentive, the city would take over the maintenance. And this then, as I understand it, brought this priority above other projects in Milwaukee County. And I think I get that from Supervisor Taylor, so he's the one that really told me. So you really had two plans. And our idea was to present two plans to the people to show them what could be done. And one plan was what the county would do if the city wasn't involved. And that was the whole idea. And that complies with Trans 75, complies with the state requirements for width and everything else. You notice that was 32 feet wide. But with the ditches and everything else, it did have twice as many trees would have been taken on that alternative. Alternative number two is the one that that really staff recommended that they look at. If they're going to put sidewalks in, you really need to squeeze the project in with curb and gutter. And that would be a cost to the city to do that, because the county's way of doing things is they will rebuild the street, but they won't put sidewalks in. And anything that's done for sidewalks, the city has to pay for. Like, we are putting sidewalks on 76th Street, on the east side of 76th Street, and the city's had to pay about $850,000. That's for those sidewalks, and so it's pretty well set how they're doing it. Now, could the county just rebuild the street as it is and maybe improve the subbase? They could if they didn't use CHIP money, state money to do it, because if this, you know, what government, state and federal government do, they pay for things, but then you do it the way they want it done. I mean, that's just the way things work. So right now, if we don't act on it, it would have to be postponed till next year. I still wonder if they haven't designed it yet. And the one thing we did is we did preliminary plans. What you see up here are preliminary plans, but enough detail that we could find out how many trees would be taken. So we could really make a decision, because how in the world can you make, council couldn't make a decision before because we didn't know how many trees were going to be taken. Even I had no idea until we started doing cross sections and do what we call those slope intercept lines. Those are those dashed lines on the plan. We have no idea of how much trees and how much destruction the road would take. So the question is, if you want the road rebuilt right now, that's alternate number one. That's what the county would do in just doing the project. If you don't want sidewalks, well, the city surely isn't going to pay $800,000 or $900,000 for curb and gutter and not get sidewalks. So alternate number two is off the table, because there's no reason why the city should pay for curb and gutter on the street and not have sidewalks. So you got alternate number one, which takes twice as many trees down. They handed out that sheet, so you all have that. Twice as many trees out than alternate number two. Or you can do nothing and kind of hope that maybe the county will sometime come in and reconstruct the road or just repave it like they did, what was that, about 12 or 13 years ago. They resurfaced the road, but after about 5 years, the base is so bad underneath, there's some floating concrete, and it's bad base underneath, and it's going to reflect through. You can grind off a couple inches of asphalt and put a couple inches of asphalt back on the road, and maybe that's really what you want. City wouldn't have to pay anything for that. We don't know if we'll get the county to do it, because I don't know if they have any funds to do that. But that's where we are. We're not trying to, city engineering department is not trying to sell you anything. We're trying to be able to show you exactly what you would get if the county would just reconstruct that based on their own standards. That's alternate number one. Alternate number two is we came up with the idea that, hey, if you're going to do sidewalks, it's very difficult to put sidewalks on a rural section because you got the ditches spreading out and then that pushes the sidewalks out further. So, and as you can see, when you look at this, alternate number two did squeeze the road in and was less destructive to the area. So council hasn't made a decision. We were very careful to be sure that they didn't design the whole road and then make a decision afterwards, so they wasted thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars with a consultant to design a road nobody wanted. So that's what we have here, a preliminary. Everybody says, why don't you do a preliminary design before you do the final design and show it to the people so they have something to say? And now we seem to be kind of criticized because we've done that. And I think that's really not fair, because we've tried to do something that we could show the people in the area so they could get a reaction one way or another. And these people up here are the ones that make the final decision. So either alternate number one, alternate number two, or let's go back to the drawing board and maybe not have anything.
Right.
I mean, that's
Jack,
pretty much it.
What is the, and I can ask the county supervisor the same question, absent an intergovernmental cooperation agreement where the county would reconstruct and tear up and reconstruct the road, with the city taking over the maintenance of that road, hopefully that road would last 20 years.
30.
30 years, okay. What is the plans by Milwaukee County for that road absent an intergovernmental cooperation agreement? Again, I would ask the supervisor as well, because as the chairman of the ICC, of all the mayors and village presidents, my understanding is there's 19 municipalities all fighting for the same money. So what's the possibility of that road getting fixed? Because we've been trying to get the county to do this for at least 10 years.
I think our supervisor is more capable of answering that question than I am. I mean, I could answer it, but I'm more
curious. I mean, that's the whole premise for trying to do an intergovernmental cooperation agreement, and it has to be a full construction of the road, or it makes no sense for the city to enter into a long-term maintenance agreement.
Thank you, Your Honor. I think someone read a memo that was dated that this road would be done in 2010. Is that right, Steve?
76th Street.
We're talking about 76th Street. That wasn't, oh, you said no, okay. So if you look at 76th Street, for example, I remember being up at the police station back in early 2009, maybe, for that road to be done in 2010. We were told, here, guaranteed it's going to be done. Now it's 2014 where it's going to be done. You know, the money's actually there. So until you get the money, you can have all the promises in the world. All right? So if we go back to 2012 in April, I replaced someone that was there for 10 years, that was non-existent for 10 years. If anybody reads the Journal Sentinel, you saw that. And when you're not at the courthouse, and you're not actually working with your colleagues to try to get stuff done, you have departments that just stop putting your projects in the budget. Pools and Hales Corners, work done at Bender Park, roads. So you told me, roads, North Cape. People told me, St. Martin's. So the first thing I did, I want to say, was end of April, very early May, was set up a meeting with engineering from three municipalities, Hales Corners, Oak Creek, and Franklin. So we had Jack Bennett, we had Oak Creek, we had everybody in the room with Frank Buzalaki, who was Director of Transportation and Highway for the county. And staff did their job. They said, here's our shortfalls, here's our deficiencies in the entire city. Here's letters that go back to the early 90s, saying that we'd like to take over North Cape, that this should not be a county road. I mean, our plow guys are doing Woods, our plow guys are doing McShane, and when they get to North Cape, what do? They lift the blades. They're not plowing county roads. So how long does it take the county to get down here? And how good a job do they do compared to our employees here in the city of Franklin? So, yeah.
They do a great job.
North Cape is?
Yes.
So we have our guys that are out here also. All right? So what happens is we talk about jurisdictional transfer, about taking over the road. How can we get this road on the map and get it on a calendar, on a schedule to get financed by the county? And so with this discussion, as the mayor talked about having a jurisdictional transfer, it moved up. It just appeared. It appeared from nowhere. And it's on the map. And then it has to get financed. So we got it financed in the county board did for this year, for 2014. And so now we're here. And we have to make a decision. Now, if you don't want the road done, there are roads all over the place in Milwaukee County that money could go. There are parks. In Milwaukee County parks, we have a $300 million structural deficit. $300 million. So this $2 million could, I mean, if you don't want the road, I understand. You know, I don't live on North Cape. It's a narrow road. You have a great canopy of trees. You know, I live on the east side of the city, and up until a year and a half, 2 years ago, we had ash trees up and down. We heard about the Arbor Ash Borer earlier because of baseball diamonds. I had a beautiful tree in my front yard. Looking west, it was a beautiful canopy. It's all gone. It sucks. And that's what we're dealing with the entire city. So for you guys to lose that, I'd be pissed off too. So if the city doesn't take this street over, I don't think this money's there, because without that agreement, and the way the county finances, Jack talked about CHIPS funding, and that's we don't just finance the whole project ourselves. We can't afford to do it, not with the deferred maintenance, the structural deficits. It's a mess. It's a mess down there. And if we have, so the only way this road's going to be done is with this type of financing. So with this type of financing, we have to follow, unfortunately, what the state is telling us. And you heard at the meeting last week how even DOT staff is complaining to the state legislature that these rules don't apply everywhere. It's not a one-size-fits-all, and it's falling on deaf ears. So you have people in northern Wisconsin that have made a decision how long ago that this is how it was going to be, and this is affecting the city of Franklin and our residents. So, you know, yeah, there's two options. I know someone brought up Rustic Road. We looked into that. That was not an option. And so I know you're raising your hand, but that's up to the mayor whether or not. I can't call on you, and I don't know if we want to suspend the rules and think that's not up to me. So that's.
But the council speak, and if the council, we have to suspend the regular order of business to allow people to speak. So
this body, I mean, this body has to, at some point here, make a decision on which alternative we want. And if you basically tell us, hey, you know, we don't want any of those alternatives, vote it all down, then we can. And then that road, it doesn't get done. And I don't know when it will, because the city is not going to take over a road in that condition. We're not going to take over that road where they just pulverize or just put another layer of asphalt on like they did 12, 15 years ago. That didn't work. It didn't work on St. Martin's. It's not working here. We all know it needs to go all the way down the sub-basin. So.
Okay. Thank you very much. Alderman Wilhelm? And then Alderman Mayer. And Alderman Dandry, did you have your hand up?
Well, I have so many comments on this project. I spent a lot of time reading it. And I guess when I was working on College Avenue in my district, some of the aldermen up here weren't here at this time. So I don't fault the ones that weren't in office at the time. But I wanted to get College Avenue done. The people really wanted it done from 27th up. And it's probably the most pedestrian walked area in maybe all of Franklin, for that matter. And I was told it ain't going to happen, just like that from council members. It ain't going to happen. I worked really hard. I worked with the state representative, Jeff Stone, at the time, with the county. I pulled together Greendale, Greenfield, all the municipalities, because they all border that. How you're not going to ever get everyone to agree on a road designed for that. And they wanted to make that a four-lane road and spend a bunch of money on it. And that road is done. Now, the one thing I couldn't get done was they would not put in a sidewalk. Now, I want you to take that example to the state, your state representative, and the people that are saying we have to follow Trans 75, and say, why didn't we have to follow Trans 75 on that? And they'll say, well, a different pot of funding. But with a little of an imagination, we might be able to come up with some alternatives. And I think we need to look at those alternatives. And the petite young woman that brought up the Trans 75, she's right on. Every one of her comments she made are right on. There are methods in there. We just have to want to do that. If we want to just stick with the county money and do it that way, then we're probably going to stick with 1 and 2. But if we get a little more creative, I mean, the stadium group that was here, and I'm not saying we do this, but just thinking outside the box, the stadium group, they raised as much money as it costs for put the walk on. $900,000 they've raised. Maybe there is other funding alternatives. We have on tonight's agenda, if you look, $3 million water and sewer building. That'd go far. We're using the water and sewer money to put the sidewalk in for this project if it goes through in that direction. Where would $3 million go if we delayed that for 6 months? Maybe there's an option there. And the mayor said Mildred knows so much and does so many projects, we should put her in charge of it.
Mildred scares people at the courthouse. That was her job for many years.
But I haven't seen a traffic study, and someone mentioned, maybe it was the young woman about Trans 75, about the traffic. If we don't have the traffic, we don't have to put it in. We can ask for an exemption. And now that you're, the person I worked with was Jeff Stone. He was a representative. Alderman Skronsky is now in that exact same seat when Jeff Stone helped me with that position on College Avenue. And my county supervisor was a big help, and the county supervisor is sitting up here. So we have a fair amount of pull. You should be able to get your politicians to help you out. It's not all on the city of Franklin. And I hear you loud and clear. The comment about which way would you like us to destroy your neighborhood, I thought that was a pretty good comment, because that's about what you have here. One other thing was I'm throwing out just ideas. There's the impact fee for the schools to give back. Okay, I'm going to ask the school to take the money for the impact fee and put an alternate access off Forest Home Avenue coming through the backside. I don't know the neighborhood that well, but Forest Home Avenue is a heavy traffic road, and it parallels North Cape. So I'm not sure why we need to take that road and make it a county road and make it a highway when Forest Home is right there. It doesn't really make any sense. So I'm definitely up for looking at alternatives. I would like to entertain an amendment to my motion to have staff and legal counsel review Trans 75 for possibility of options. Now, your alderman would probably like to be here to make that motion, so I'm a little reluctant to step on his toes, but that would be the amendment I would make to that motion.
What was the motion?
That in addition to tabling, which the motion is on the floor, that we would have legal counsel look into alternatives for exemption through the Trans 75 process.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, under discussion, Alderman Mayer.
Just a couple of comments. If I was sitting out there, I would think this whole thing was kind of disgusting, because we're up here, we have your best interests in mind and in heart, but it seems at times like we're making excuses for other government bodies. It's your property, you don't want the sidewalk, you want the road fixed, that's what should be done. We need to find a way to get that done.
Yeah. Hello, Daniel.
I basically had a comment or two as well. And just so you understand, when this project came to us, we were asked, these funds are available, okay, and we had to make, we asked the city to investigate options. These were the options that they gave us, and this is the first we're seeing of this option as well. We also asked that and it was per Mr. Skoronsky's request that they have open meetings with the citizens to get their opinions on what they want to see out there. Okay. You did have a town hall meeting, didn't you? I believe. No? So I don't know if that was on via Mr. Skoronsky or if that was supposed to be conducted by the county. But the county then proposed their plan. So now we're getting the feedback from you. And I hear you loud and clear. Okay? And I will support the motion to suspend this until we can look at other options to look at options on the exemption of to see if we can find a way to get this done without stripping this part of the road with its the foliage that's on there. But you got to understand, we've got to make a decision soon. Otherwise, we're going to miss a potential opportunity to get funding from the county.
Alderman Schmidt.
Well, having been a lifelong resident of Franklin and once upon a time attended Countrydale School, it seems like that street has about the same as it was back when I graduated from there. And having been on, serving on Public Works, I know we did review some of these concepts, and it was obvious the potential for just to break it up and resurface it, as Jack alluded to, is just a short-term fix that is not going to really be an advantage at all to the city or the whoever pays for it. So I think we all kind of look forward to having the funds available from the county or the state to actually do something, do it right. But obviously this going to this point with residents preferring not to have an incursion with the destruction of trees and what have you. We have to kind of go along with what they want and try to pursue other alternatives to see if we can still get some funding while we're still trying to come up with a less intrusive alternative.
We may, in fact, have to call a special council meeting. Hopefully we get all of the feedback that's required. Trans 75, I believe that there's already been initial reviews by city engineering and the city attorney's office, as well as Milwaukee County, but we have to get their opinions back. I would assume you would want it in writing, how they are interpreting Trans 75. But I am, I have advocated to the county supervisor, to Alderman Taylor, just recently to try and get this on the agenda, because I know that we have a lot of other municipalities all wanting the same money, and once they get it, it's gone. And absent an intergovernmental cooperation agreement, I don't know that we are going to get dollars at all. And we are talking hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. There's no doubt. I mean, Alderman Bergman, I probably, if I went through all my records, there's, I don't know, 100 emails on North Cape Road to Paul Cesars and to the county about getting the road fixed and getting the stop and go light, or getting some stop signs on Rawson Avenue. And none of that happened. It's not that there wasn't because of advocacy by both your elected officials and your staff here. My main concern is, and I wrote Dr. Patz, who's with us tonight, a letter. My main concern is the safety of the people, not only within your neighborhoods, but for Franklin when they're driving down that road. You don't have to be Einstein to see that that is a very unsafe road. We have tried to communicate that any way we possibly can to the county to get it fixed. And the answer we got up until lately is that we simply don't have the money. We're not going to do it. So this is one avenue to do that. The last piece on this is both the city engineer, just before the meeting, and county supervisor tonight is urging that we get an answer back to Milwaukee County as quickly as possible, or other municipalities are going to grab the money and that road is going to stay in the condition that it is.
Thank you, Honor. You know, one thing I will say is that my colleagues up here, the mayor, they care. I mean, they do. They want to do what's in your best interest. There's no doubt about it. And I care about what you guys have to say because you told me what you wanted. I don't think you or I knew that this is what the end result was going to be, that we had to, that this is how it was going to be funded, that this was what was going to happen. It was, let's get the money to get this done. Because, I mean, in Oak Creek, 13th Street, drive on that, you talk about a bad road, that's just as bad. That's $9 million to do those, to do 2 miles of it. And I have Mayor Scafidi on me all the time on trying to get this done. And that's not scheduled at the very beginning, maybe 2016. And that's still out there a little bit. There's no guarantees on that. If just so you understand, and if that you're okay with, if we can we'll table this, and we can do more research, and we can, you know, find out, you know, a little more on this exemption to see what where our I'm sure we've done a traffic study at some point to how many cars have gone across, you know, North Cape on a daily basis. You know, how many, what was it, about number of bikes, 25 bikes a day. I mean, I think all that stuff is very valid. But just understand that, you know, we're here. I listened to you. I went down there to fight for you. And if we delay too long, then you just have to maybe wait another year. You may have to, it may not be 2014, 2015. It may be 2015, 2016. And if the answers that you guys, what you guys want to have happen is not an option, then, and you don't want it, and you tell us not to to move forward and to vote against any of these things, that role may not get done. That money will go elsewhere. And I can guarantee you that I think a year from now, we're going to be sitting here on St. Martin's because that money's projected. And maybe this money just slides into it. But that money's projected to do St. Martin's next year in 2015. So as long as you're aware that this, you know, could delay the project and you're going to have to deal with another winter of heaves and then wait till spring till it thaws out and smooths out a little bit. But the county's not going to continue to dump money into maintenance either. That's one thing they're not going to do is continue to dump big chunks of money into a road that they're saying needs to be fixed, but this is how we finance it. So that's going to be difficult. The way it is, it's only going to deteriorate. So I hope you just understand.
Alderman Schmidt and Alderman Mayer, and then we'll try and wrap it up. And there is one gentleman that is asking to speak, so we'll take that up when we get there. Alderman Schmidt.
Yeah, I would just like to reference to our supervisor. When we were having preliminary discussions about funding for this, we were also talking about the county-owned portion of 68th Street by the county grounds. Would our decision on South North have any impact as far as doing 68th Street?
No, that project is moving along, I think, pretty well. And that one, I don't see any delays because there's no... Because of the House of Corrections,
there's
there's no city money involved. So that I still see happening, and I don't think we'd have problems on Old Loomis next year either. But that would still continue, but they're two separate projects.
Alderman Mayer?
I would just like to urge the audience, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? Alderman Taylor, in his role as supervisor, he certainly advocates for us. But there are other supervisors out there, too, that have say in this. There's another supervisor that has that particular district. I would urge you all to write letters. The mayor mentioned that numerous emails went to Supervisor Cesar's. He's gone. Those emails are gone. You've got to take it that they've never heard of this before and write letters because every politician listens to his constituents, or at least that's what he's supposed to do. So write letters to Alderman Taylor. He's heard you. Other supervisors and the county executive and your soon-to-be former alderman, I assume, our new state legislator. Get the letters out there because that's what people see. And it's one thing to talk. It's another thing to have something in your hand that you can refer to. And these five people wrote me letters on this. I didn't hear from anybody on the other side of it, but these five I have right here. So write letters, get your word out there, get what you want, because it's your road. If that's what you want, there's got to be a way to figure out how to do it. Thank you.
Well, I was going to say I do represent that area.
It's mine.
We do have three supervisors that represent Franklin, Supervisor Borkowski and Supervisor Staskunas, but they represent different portions of it. You know, it's always you can... email or, you know, any of the county supervisors. You can write them letters and that. But typically, in my almost 2 years down there, what will happen is they forward it off to me saying, this is yours. You know, they all have 55,000 people roughly that we represent, and I encourage, I mean, you could write anybody, you know, write the governor and say, why do we have to follow this crazy law? Because it's just not right. I mean, why do people in western Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin care what happens on North Cape Road? It doesn't make any sense to, I think, any of us here.
Okay, Mr. Liberta, and then I'm going to ask the council to suspend the regular order of business to allow, I see now two individuals wanting to speak on this, and I'm going to limit them if the council does agree to suspend the rules to 3 minutes.
Very quickly, it was referenced that if the item is tabled, there may be need for a special meeting. There's a lot of people interested in this topic, and sometimes special meetings get missed. So just for those people in the audience, if there is a special meeting on this topic, I'll make sure it's put right on the main page of the homepage of our website, franklinwi.gov. So you don't have to drill down every day to find out if a special meeting has been posted. It'll be put right on the center of the main page, franklinwi.gov, if a special meeting on this topic does have to be called after it's tabled.
Just the last piece on this, and then the last suspension, and that's that. I think everybody's pretty well beaten this to death, but we've had discussions going on for years and years and years about this, and then Trans 75 kicked in, and just like I said, any new bill depends on who you talk to as to how it's interpreted. So it's best to leave it up to the attorneys to get the correct opinion, because they're the ones that have to defend you in a court of law. So with that, I'm going to ask for a suspension of the regular order of business to allow
second.
Two people to speak further on this, three people to speak further on this subject. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I just have it. Motion carries. So I have Basil Ryan, this young lady with the glasses, and the gentleman in the back. I would ask you to keep your statements brief, because we do have more items on the agenda. If you could come up to the microphone. And I hate to trouble you again, but if you could please state your name and address for the record.
Carol Youngblue, 7164 South North Cape Road. All I'm hearing is this has been an issue for years. Now we're in a hurry. We have now paid a consultant before asking anybody that lives on that road for their opinion. You have already put out a lot of money and spent it. Why were we not asked a long time ago? Get a meeting together, find out what the people want first, and then have proceeded. But no, now you're trying to tell us we're in a hurry. I'm sorry, that's wrong.
Thank you. Basil, or I'm sorry, the gentleman.
Can we just want to say that would be your alderman's job mainly. Yeah.
Basil Ryan, 5250 West County Line Road, running candidate for mayor. I think what, if I'm reading it, and I think we're all on the same page, but we may be straying a little bit, is I think Ken Skoronski, the state representative, is going to play a big role in this, because from what I understand, what I'm hearing from the county supervisor and Jack, they're willing to go forward on this project, but they're relying on the state money. So state money is there, and I understand your position is you're just weighing in as representatives of the people on North Cape Road and saying, look, this is what we heard back, this is what we want. So I think we have to really have that meeting of the mind between Mr. Skoronski, who's now in a position to help, you know, the constituents in that area, and then see with that, because it's a filter down. The county's not taking their money. If I'm hearing it correctly, they're relying on the state money. So I think that's the key person.
All right, thank you very much. Yes, sir, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Jeff, if you could please state your name and address for the record again.
Jeff Bander, 7220 South North Cape. Cities large and small all across this country are having financial difficulties, some going bankrupt. I think the people living on North Cape are asking you to get together with the rest of the elected officials in the state, come up with a third project, just reconstruct the road, good quality, dig down to the base, build me a nice road, period. Not looking for the Beverly Hills projects over here, just a simple roadway for simple people, to cost probably half the amount of money, a third of the money you're looking to spend in either one of these two projects. In a day and age where we're all cutting back, tightening the belt, we'd ask you to do the same thing. Ask the city and the state to work together, come up with that third option.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to go back into the regular order of business?
Make a motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now go back to the regular order of business, and that is the wireless emergency network service.
We can vote on it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you have a motion that's on the floor. Madam Clerk, could you please read back the motion?
We haven't voted on it.
Alderman Wilhelm moved to amend the motion to table the reconstruction of South North Cape Road to February 4th, 2014, to include direction that staff and legal counsel review Trans 75 for possible alternatives for exemptions.
Yeah, my recollection was it was to the next council meeting.
Right.
Which is very important.
But if we have to call a special, you can't date it then.
That is February 4th.
But if we call a special, then what? It's tabled to that date.
Why do we really need to call a special?
Well, we have to make a decision.
You need to get the word back to Milwaukee County as to what this council and the city would like
Jack's
to do.
Jack's saying February 4th.
Or they will move on with other projects.
I think February 4th would work.
Okay. Very good. February 4th, we're going to try and have bring this back another council meeting, and hopefully we'll have more answers at that time. Hopefully we'll have a solid answer on Trans 75 by one or two or three or four more attorneys. So.
Mayor, not to belabor this, but I don't know what Representative Skoroski's schedule is like now. I would like him to be at the meeting, though, and February 4th might not work out, so it may need a special meeting before that. So if he can be there, February 4th works, that's great.
All right. Everybody understand the motion, Alderman Taylor?
Well, then if we're picking a date, that'd be the question. Then how do we have an earlier meeting when we're picking the date? That's the thing. And they're going to be in session for weeks. We're going to be like this.
Mr. Wesolowski.
I would suggest a special meeting at the call of the chair or a regular meeting no later than February 4th.
Yeah. I'll make that amendment to my motion.
And who is the second?
Second.
The problem is we just had everybody leave the room, and now we're making an amendment without them here, and I guess I'm a little uncomfortable on that.
I don't think we're changing the intention.
No, but they all walked out thinking the 4th, and now we're saying we might call a special meeting. So that's, I'm going to rescind that. I'm going to leave it at the 4th.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor has been seconded without the amendment. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, Madam Clerk, please take the roll. It was difficult to hear.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. All right, now and Mr. Liberta, did you want to say something on this before we leave the subject? Go back to G1, a wireless emergency network.
I just want to clarify that there was a motion which was seconded, and then there was an amendment. Original motion, as amended, was never voted on.
The original motion I made was to table, and then I added the legal
agreement.
You offered
an amendment, yes. And you voted on the amendment, but you never voted on the original motion as amended. I'm sorry.
Right. City Attorney, agree. On the original motion, could you please read back the original motion, Madam Clerk?
Alderman Wilhelm moved that the subject of the reconstruction of South North Cape Road be referred to the Common Council meeting of February 4th, along with direction that staff and legal counsel review Trans 75 for possible alternatives or exemptions.
Is that your motion? And the second?
Yes,
was?
That's the second, yes.
All right. Any further discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now let's turn back to item G1, Wireless Emergency Network Services, the WENS contract. So I said Mr. Liberta had contacted me this morning and told me that the person that was going to be with us to tonight. I think the CEO, Scott Detling, out east, is encountered incredibly bad weather and was planning on flying his own plane back and tried to schedule other planes and could not be here. And so with that, he offered his apologies and looking for another date.
And requested just to hold it over to the next meeting and said he would make it then.
I would move to do that.
I'll second it.
Right. So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We do have the superintendent of public schools here for Franklin. I would ask that we move up the item so that he can get back and take care of some of the busy things that he has to take care of. And where is it?
G4.
So let's turn to G4. Ordinance to amend Chapter 92-9 of the Municipal Code pertaining to impact fees for the purpose of exempting public schools from application of each of the various impact fees. All of you should have in your packet a letter from Superintendent Patz, Franklin School District, as well as a letter from Randy Ritter, and then a email that was sent to, I believe, Alderman Mayer and myself last night regarding the subject matter.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I attempted to find out the origin of that email. I was not able to get a name and address, so I guess I would not, even though I may agree with some points on it, I would probably not give a great deal of credit because that's an anonymous caller in my book.
I would agree with you.
We've allowed those in this community, though.
Yeah. Mr. Liberta? I was going to say, and there's one other thing, and you have a write-up from Mr. Liberta regarding the subject matter that had been covered at the last meeting and some answers.
Yeah, in your packet, the council action sheet addresses the questions that were put to me to pull together for this meeting, the reason it was tabled. Two of those items presented information from the school district relative to their budgeting and their planning relative to the project. One was a clarification from Mr. Milkey, Rupert Milkey, with the concern that he had indicated that such a provision was not legal under the state statutes, and he clarified that that wasn't his intent in his conversations with Mr. Swindowski. And then we also included the amounts that had been paid by the school district to this point. And then I did incorporate just one additional paragraph of some clarification of items addressed at the public hearing and the public comments that may not have been clearly put into context with the report provided as part of the impact fee. And that's all in your packet.
What's your recommendation?
The ordinance is... in the ordinance and study are both in line with the ability for the city to be able to exempt, it's not a waiver, it's an exemption, exempt the public school district from the application impact fees if that's the intent of Common Council. And the impact fee report that was prepared, I believe, provides sufficient justification that it is warranted if the Common Council wants to move forward in that manner.
Okay. Just to get the discussion going, I'll offer, is there a motion to adopt an ordinance number 2014, ordinance to amend Chapter 92-9, the Municipal Code pertaining to impact fees for the purpose of exempting public schools from application of each of the various impact fees?
I'll move it.
Is there a second? Is there a second to the motion? Seeing none, the motion fails. Next item. Yep. City attorney.
If I might ask Mr. Liberta, who was the applicant on this? Was this a city application?
Yes.
Okay, because my concern with a third-party applicant was on rezoning decisions that the applicant be provided with. For a denial, and normally as opposed to simply a non-second or a failure to pass on a motion to approve an ordinance or a special use resolution, the advice would be that there should also be a motion to deny with an expression of the basis. I don't believe that's necessary where the city's the applicant.
This item moved forward at the direction of Common Council that suggested we investigate it and put together the information. So it was the Common Council that requested it move forward.
So we had a motion. There was no second to the motion. My understanding is the motion fails. Is that correct, Mr. Parliamentarian?
Yes.
All right. Item 2, ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text at Table Chapter 15-3.0603, Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 4225, General Warehousing and Storage, to allow for such use as a special use in the B5 Highway Business District.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Wilhelm?
Yes. Staff had some concerns, and I also did, about the different other B5 zoning district. So I discussed this with the city attorney today, and he has drafted some language to help alleviate any concerns about lesser storage facilities that might impact the city as far as its aesthetic appeal or property values. And he should be prepared to give us that. There are two quick changes. I believe staff talked to the applicant, and the applicant is fine with those changes. And it should help alleviate one of the main reasons why staff was recommending denial. City attorney?
These are brief. Number one, staff had a concern with regard to consistency with the comprehensive master plan, saying this could be interpreted as an industrial versus a commercial use being the proposed plan use for the area at B5, and I'd propose a change to the text to simply put in the body that where the standard form says that the council finds that the proposed text amendment is consistent with the comprehensive master plan, that it add a specific reason for that, quote, with certain further use description requirements set forth herein, providing for retail service use so that such use is a commercial use and not an industrial use. And I see the applicant nodding his head yes, because this was discussed with him this afternoon. Meaning is, this is mini warehousing, and the primary customers are John and Jane Q Public and manufacturers and industries. And then that simple change would be with regard to simply saying, okay, you put an S in the table next to this particular general warehousing and storage classification. I'm suggesting that the ordinance also add that the amendment include, quote, immediately below the title description, insert, quote, asterisk, retail self-storage, primarily climate-controlled, parent, with related accessory ambient temperature, close parent, structural units, close quote. Meaning, and I understood from Alderman Wilhelm, that the purpose was that the climate control, which is the large building of the three here, is more structural integrity and enhancement and above simply four walls and a roof with a door on it. And so it's a higher quality of development. So those would be the two changes for the ordinance. And if anybody wants a copy, I have a draft here. Otherwise, I would pass them to the clerk if the council is interested in amending the motion on the floor to include those changes.
Who is the maker of
the motion? I'll make an amendment to include the changes described by the city attorney.
Second was Alderman Dandrian?
Yes, I'm fine with
me. Alderman Mayer?
Yeah.
All right, any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Thank you. Thank you for your persistence in going through the process. Okay. I'm going to thank him twice. He's a new guy. Where are we? Ida, we did two, three. Resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for a self-storage facility use upon property located at 6951 South Lovers Lane Road.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Mr. City Attorney.
In conjunction with the text amendment just approved in that language, only with regard to the description of the use, and that only in condition number one, that the use be described as a, quote, retail self-storage, primarily climate-controlled, parent with related accessory ambient temperature, close parent structural units, close quote, facilities.
All right. We need to amend the motion to include, or?
I'll make a motion to include.
So we have a motion
the attorney's
on the floor.
Additional.
Yeah.
As amended.
All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now, thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. Number five, request from the Parks Commission for the Common Council to direct the Engineering Department to prepare a final site plan to scale the Pleasant View Neighborhood Park, showing the actual location of park facilities, ball fields, trails, etc., based on the site concept plan as detailed in the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan 2025, and or to request assistance from an engineering consultant as necessary. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, this was based on the last one where there was discussion about putting Evergreen Court through as a cul-de-sac and not putting in the parking lot at the same time. Of course, some of the residents would not like to see the road extended at all, but the Park Commission believes that if it's going to be extended, it should include a parking lot. I have no particular push or time frame to have this done, but I know there are certain time frames on impact fees, and so that's the motion is to direct engineering to prepare the final site plan. First, I want to go back and say that we're having a neighborhood meeting, but we need the site plan for that meeting. You'll have it? Okay. So it will direct the engineering department to prepare a final site plan to scale, and I'm going to strike the word final and just say a site plan to scale for Pleasant View Neighborhood Park, showing the actual locations of park facilities, ball fields, trails, etc., based on the concept plan as detailed in the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan for 2025, or to request assistance from an engineering consultant as necessary, and to provide the concept plan at the previously approved meeting and return the item to council for council's view of the plan. A lot of parts.
Is that a motion?
I'll second it.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Madam Clerk, I hate to do this to you, but could you read it back for me?
Alderman Wilhelm moved to direct the engineering department to prepare a site plan to scale for Pleasant View Neighborhood Park, showing the actual location of park facilities, ball fields, trails, etc., based on the site concept plan as detailed in the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan 2025, and or to request assistance from an engineering consultant as necessary, and to provide the concept plan at the previously approved meeting, and to return the item to the Common Council for action.
Is that your motion?
I think the last word was for review of the design, because the council has not seen the
So for review of the design?
Right, because we have not actually.
Are you saying that the clerk got it wrong?
She tried to correct it.
Yeah. So I think the council should actually decide if.
Can I get a second first? Is there a second?
I did.
Okay, yeah. You second. Okay. Yeah. Any further discussion?
Just that I think it's important that the council know what the city is going forward with building, because I don't know exactly what. This council hasn't voted on that yet. So it's important for that concept design not only to go out to the public, just like this one did, then to come back to the council to see if we agree with the comments and. Project. So
I have to say myself, I don't know that after everything is said and done and see the costs and impact fees, whether I'm supportive of this.
Right, and I think the previous motion directed them to look up to see if there were funding available. So that's already out there to see if this is even a doable project.
All right. Everybody understand the motion? All those in, wait.
Just
Liberta. You almost could if you came in all.
Yeah. From a budgetary perspective relative to that motion, although there are funds set aside in the budget, technically those line items are listed as projects pending approval. But given that it says consultant as necessary, we'll interpret that to mean if they have to use an outside consultant, that provides that approval is needed. So changing the section in the budget, I just want to point that out, mm-hmm. because usually we address that individually. So that's an unusual way to do it, but we can make it work as the motion stated.
Okay.
I guess we believe that with the design of the trail that went out there, that engineering should be able to design a parking lot and show us where approximate areas of the ballpark
are going.
So I didn't think there would be really any funding involved. I hope even a junior engineer could do that. So.
Are you signing up to do that job, junior engineer?
I wonder if you've got enough experience. It's only 45 years, that's it? So.
Not quite.
All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it, motion carries. Item 6, agreements with the Franklin Historical Society and ownership of historical structures in the Lions Legend Park.
I'll make a motion to direct staff to work with the Franklin Historical Society to prepare an ownership agreement, an operating and maintenance agreement, and a capital projects agreement for the barn project in a form acceptable to the city attorney, and a further to authorize engineering prepare in conjunction with FHS bid documents for the barn project.
Is there a second? It's been moved and second. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
The only other thing I noticed that might want to be included in that agreement is some sort of default agreement should the Historical Society dissolve or something happen to any of the members, and I'm sure the city attorney is well aware of that, but I just wanted to make that reminder.
Sure. All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, 5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Any questions for Mr. Lucky? Okay. Are those chairs comfortable?
That's my question. Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
That's what I thought. Alderman Olson still has a big smile on his face with those chairs.
He has more padding than most.
Okay. Selection of alternate design for the reconstruction of South North Cape Road. I believe we've handled that.
We did that. I don't want to go over it again.
No? Any questions?
Everybody's gone.
Okay. Yeah, now we can make a decision.
Sure. Right. Resolution authorizing certain officials to execute a local municipal agreement and LMA for a highway improvement project with Milwaukee County for the reconstruction South 76th Street from 600 feet north of West High Street to Carter Boulevard. I would just remind the council that this too is an issue that has been out there for many, many years. Former Alderman Olson did bring up some issues regarding stop and go lights for Forest Hill. That's by the Tuckaway, or it's the condos that are right there.
Tuckaway Shores.
Yeah. So I just want to remind all of you of that factor. But this has been out there for 10 years as well. So Alderman Dander.
One thing we've got to remember is this road, Forest Hill, feeds right into the middle school. And so if we eliminate a controlled light intersection there, even though it's a T, you're going to have a lot of bus activity, and you've got a lot of parents that are driving their kids to the middle school. So how many kids go to the middle school? Right, 900? And so not all of them. Granted, there's foot traffic that goes through there as well, but it's something that we've got to put back on a docket. So,
Mr. Bennett?
Yes, we thought we had it on the docket. In fact, the next three items are our three agreements for traffic signals. And I got those, and I immediately called the county up and said, where's Forest Hill? And the county has basically said Forest Hill didn't qualify for warrants, and it's not in the contract. The state won't allow it. So I don't know if somebody wants to pursue. I can call, but it looks like this is another case where the state's going to say you can't have a traffic signal on Forest Hill. Now, we tried to get one on Loomis Road. I can understand a little bit more why they may not want one on Highway 36 in Loomis. But we thought we had it, and we had it at the meeting.
We did have it.
The city requested it. The county said, yeah, we'll do it. And now, because as soon as I got these three agreements for traffic signals, where's Forest Hill? Oh, Forest Hill's been knocked out by the state. So that's where we are.
I was just making a list for things that for Alderman Skronsky and returns to Franklin.
Yeah.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Is this... They're going to charge us for half of this cost anyway, right?
Well, now, this is not for construction costs. We already have maintenance agreements for the existing three intersections.
I'm talking about the lights.
The lights is just maintenance costs. They will put them in at their cost.
Okay.
But
we get to pay half of the
maintenance
half the maintenance. But as far as the light itself, that's 100%. So how much does the light cost?
Oh, they're running, depending on the intersection, from about $120,000 to $150,000.
If we need it for safety, we need it.
Well, the state won't allow traffic signals to go in.
Tell the state where they can go. We've heard nothing about tonight except the county won't let us do this and the state won't let us do this. You know, this is our city. If we think we need a traffic signal there, then we need a traffic signal there.
No, what's been the process?
Jack, I'll tell you what. Give them three options. A light, a stop sign, or a roundabout.
Ooh, don't bring a
roundabout. Which one do they want to put
Maybe
in?
Maybe the mayor and I can be.
Yeah, they'll put in the roundabout.
Yeah.
Is it city attorney?
No, I know it is.
Only that the subject matter is the main agreement for the... sidewalk city portion together with adjoining utilities for the 2 mile stretch of 76th Street reconstruction. That's item GA in the council packet. There was a bracketed final resolve which spoke to a potential process regarding appearance before the ICC under the new Act 14, which was adopted last year by the legislature and became effective the day after June 1. In any event, to make a long story short, issue was brought up with Corporation Council late last week. Corporation Council was of the mind that it's not an intergovernmental cooperation agreement. The city attorney had other support, but in brief, ultimately concluded that there's a long history to this, and in effect, these pending roadway projects between county and city predate, in effect, Act 14, and in the real world, are grandfathered because they're is just another step in a long series of oral as well as written agreements which have been approved by the separate governments to reach this point. And that has been communicated to Corporation Council, and the answer was thank you at this point in time. So that issue, it was basically safe for another day.
I just want to, Alderman Olson had to get up and says it's comment period, and this clearly was part of the agreement. Forest Hill, I can remember vividly, and I believe it was George Torres that was in there.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through about five directors of public works, and I like the new guy, the tall guy.
Transic? Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, but nonetheless, a lot of things get lost in the translation, which Jack and I have discovered numerous times having special meetings with some of the new staff.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with staff, the mayor, talking with the state or, to try to figure this out. You know, it was in there, and for it just to disappear. But, I mean, I feel like it's deja vu again. I mean, Alderman Mayor, what you just said is 100% correct. And the city attorney just mentioned Act 14. What did Act 14 do? I mean, how does it feel now when we're sitting here and constantly the state just tells us how it's going to be? The state told Milwaukee County, the board, you're going to get paid less, you're going to lose authority, you're going to have a smaller budget. State just comes in and tells you what to do. We talked about the quarry thing here, we talked about room tax here, we talked about now shared revenue. I mean, the state does this to us all the time. All the time. And what are we going to do, just vote these down and then, not have this road project? I mean, seriously. And, you know, we when we had the public hearing at Countrydale, talked about stop signs, right? We need some stop signs. What about one at Rawson? Well, the city's tried. Public Works has tried. They've said, let's put up stop signs on North Cape. County says no. I mean, other levels of government that are above us, per se, or have control of roadways in our city, there's one reason why we take over North Cape. Why? Because then we can put stop signs up wherever the hell we want. We can put the speed limit wherever the hell we want. So it is frustrating, but, I mean, now that you guys, some of you have been here up almost a year, you see what the state does? 27th Street. How many things, Steve, on 27th Street did for years did we plan and the states agree and then, nope, you can't do this now. No, you can't put this in the medium. Nope, you can't do this. Years. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours. So, you know, when anytime moving forward, you hear the state meddling at county level or city level, you better start standing up, because I'm telling you, you know, hey, I live with every decision the state makes. But when they were attacking the county board and you heard people squawking about local control and the city's next, when Mayor Barrett, who politically I don't agree with him, was saying, this is not right, this should not be happening, we're going to be next, we're next. You're seeing it firsthand.
And just remember, the state's paying 80% of 76th Street, so they think they have a lot to say about it.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I think we should request a written statement on the reason for the objection, unless you have one, because it's not in my packet, along with the city's stance should be also stated in that letter that we were told we were going to get that and that we're expecting it. So.
I don't believe we have a motion on the floor yet. Right?
No, and I would...
Okay.
I can wait, you know, let everybody speak, but that would be my suggested motion, would be to request a written statement on the reasons for the objection.
Well, the reason is objections, they don't meet warrants.
So can we get a motion on the adopt the resolution, resolution authorizing certain officials to execute a local municipal agreement for a highway, or do you have an alternate?
No. The one before the council members, though.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, let me ask the city attorney to read the one that's currently in front of you, because it is...
Well, Mayor, my concern with that and the reason I was stating the motion is, once we accept it, what's going to make them want to even come back and do a light negotiation? I mean, if we have our state representative speaking on our behalf, saying, state, why can't you give this to us? We think we would have more teeth.
Well, I was just trying to get discussion going and to get a motion on the floor so we all know what we're voting on.
We can make a motion to deny deny this resolution until we get a response back from the state regarding our the issue regarding this the controlled intersection on Forest Hill.
You mean a motion to table?
Or to table, right? Jack?
Mr. Bennett?
This agreement, as I understand the agreement, is an agreement that we will pay for the sidewalks that are going in on the east side of 76th Street. That's the agreement. If you don't want the sidewalks on, then you don't do the agreement. I would caution about meddling with the agreement. We can still work with the county to try to get it, but you know, they're out for bid on this project. And if the city doesn't want it, that whole thing may disappear too. So this agreement is we will pay $850,000 for the sidewalk on the east side of South 76th Street, and we will pay the cost to relocate utilities, which the sewer and water department has to pay for, moving hydrants, resizing manholes for elevation, and bell boxes. So that's what the agreement is. It has nothing to do with the traffic signals. We can try to work on that, but I would suggest if you want to have the sidewalk on 76th Street that you adopt this, and I don't think it would be in our best interest to put a lot of conditions on it. We can try to get the signal, but that's not the county that's as I understand it, has knocked the signal. It's the state.
But can it? Maybe a suggestion is to move approval with this, with the understanding that the staff and the mayor will try and get the state representative to get the state to try and get us the stop and go light for Forest
Hill. Okay, then we'll amend change the motion to adopt resolution 2014, a resolution authorizing certain officials to execute local municipal agreement for the highway improvement project for Milwaukee County for the reconstruction of South 76th Street from 600 feet north of West High Street to Carter Boulevard, with instructions for engineering and the mayor to get the Common Council an answer regarding the controlled intersection on
From the state.
Forest Hill.
On Forest Hill.
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. Any further discussion? Only that I'm just going to say it again that there are 19 municipalities that are all trying to get the same money, so got to be careful with this. We've been after this for 10 years. Before we vote on this, I'd like to ask for a motion to suspend the regular order of business to allow former Alderman Olson to speak
second.
On the subject. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's kind of you. I appreciate it. The reality here is that, with all due respect to our staff, some staff engineer in Madison looked at the average daily traffic counts and just made that decision with no other information around it. That's my assumption. That assumption comes from, of course, doing what you all do for 12 years. My guess is Dwayne Johnson has no clue. That Dwayne Johnson could fix this like that. Mark Gottlieb obviously has no clue. He could fix this in a heartbeat. It's a political solution, not a staff solution. So, Mr. Mayor, do your magic. You got a buddy in the State House. I'm not sure how much pull there is there yet, but I think a call to Dwayne Johnson would help us.
Hopefully I got a couple, but you know how it goes. So. Is there a motion to return to regular business?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Taylor.
One thing that former Alderman Olson, once you are, you always one. You can never get away from it.
I still get calls.
Yeah. But the reality, what you said was correct. I mean, we had Jeff Stone for 15 years, and we know how difficult it was, you know, with 15 years of experience in that to sometimes get things that we really wanted done. We know that. So we can't put too much pressure on a newly elected state rep, because right now you have a whole bunch of things you see are state issues, and he just got there. And he has not built any of the, you know, seniority, and staff doesn't know him. Like, I mean, they know him from City Franklin stuffs, but let's just be realistic, too.
Well, and former Representative Stone was the chairman of the Finance Committee and was a stalwart of the governor, and the governor supported him, and all kinds of things can happen when that kind of relationship exists.
Right.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G9.
So moved.
Second.
And it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G10, resolution authorizing certain officials to approve an agreement with Milwaukee County for the maintenance of a new traffic signal resulting from the construction of South 76th Street at the intersection of South 76th Street and West Drexel Avenue.
So moved.
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. I should say five ayes, no noes. Motion carries. Item G11, resolution authorizing certain officials to approve an agreement with Milwaukee County for the maintenance of a new traffic signal resulting from the reconstruction of South 76th Street at the intersection of South 76th Street at West Putes Road. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
The moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 12, resolution authorizing officials to execute an engineering services proposal for the proposed construction of new water and wastewater facility. Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor, only that wasn't privy to this proposed agreement prior to agenda packet. I talked to the city engineer, and should council member be interested in making the motion, I would suggest that in addition to the recommended motion at the foot of the action sheet, that immediately following that language, the motion be comma with the term, quote, proposal, close quote, in the title, and as first used in the resolve, comma, be changed to, quote, agreement, close quote, and, quote, an agreement, close quote, respectively, comma, such agreement being subject to review by the city attorney for the application of standard city provisions.
I was going to make the motion, but you lost me after the first comma, so... I'd make that motion if you could repeat it in that for the city clerk.
I believe the clerk has the motion. But the bottom line is this, that the draft resolution refers to the agreement as a proposal. So I'm saying call it what it is, an agreement. Number two, doesn't contain all the standard city provisions, so those should be at a minimum negotiated for inclusion after consideration.
Well, I'll ask the clerk to read back the motion.
Otherwise, I'll read it again.
I just would say as amended by the city attorney.
I'll read it again. In addition to the recommended motion, I'll read the entire thing.
Okay. Great.
Motion to adopt resolution number 2014-blank, a resolution authorizing officials to execute engineering services. Call that agreement also. For the proposed construction of a new water and wastewater facility, comma, with the term, quote, proposal, close quote, in the title, and as first used in the resolve, comma, be changed to, agree, quote, agreement, close quote, and, quote, an agreement, close quote, respectively, such agreement being subject to review by the city attorney for the application of standard city provisions.
Is there a motion in effect?
I changed my mind. I'll so move.
Is there a second? Second. I moved and seconded. Under discussion, Mr. Liberta, the funds for the cost, how are the funds being arrived at? General revenue, impacts, water fees?
I believe it's split 50-50 between the sewer utility and the water utility.
No, there's no general
okay.
funds.
Are
no
the,
general fund.
Are the property tax owners paying for any of this?
No.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
So the property tax payers are not paying for this. This is the sewer and water department splitting the costs.
It's not being paid for with property tax dollars.
Mm-hmm. Alderman Wilhelm?
This doesn't have to go up for bid.
They've already done the preliminary work, and this was paid for in 2008, the study and the preliminary design. So this is what taking
no
the next step to go to final design. And we did go out for selection of consultants on this. We had a committee that selected this consultant.
At the water utility level, not at the council level. You did
that was
it.
At the council. No, I think it was at the water utility.
Yeah, water utility. So I just wanted to make sure that there wasn't, because it was so long ago, I didn't know if it, kind of like wetland delineations, you only have so long and then they're not valid anymore. So I wanted to make sure it's still valid even though it's that long. Okay.
Well, and I wanted to make sure that everybody that's sitting here, including the press, understands that these are not taxpayers' dollars. They're coming out of sewer and water. And I wanted to make the statement I always make with these types of capital projects. Why is this here, given that we have the water utility as a separate governmental entity that basically can do what they want to do once we make the appointments. I appoint and confirm once with the appointment, but outside of that, they are a separate governmental entity, pretty much like the library. And you always give me the answer, why are these capital projects here?
Because this isn't just water. This is sewer and water. And so the water portion is under the jurisdiction of the Board of Water Commissioners, but the sewer portion is still handled as a utility. There's no city general funds in it, but the council handles the sewer end of it. So it's a joint project between the city and the water utility.
Alderman?
I just want to confirm that this is not going forward with the project. It's going forward with the the proposal for the engineering services.
Right, and with the understanding that this will be presented to the Board of Water Commissioners and the Common Council before they go out for bid, and the council will make the authorization to go out for bid if they so decide to do that. So nothing will be done just except for the engineering.
Does this count towards the levy at all?
No.
I just want to get it for the record.
No.
Okay. All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Item G13, approval of a job description revision for assistant mechanic.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. My understanding is that this has been pretty well vetted and it's going to the personnel committee.
Yeah, the yes. conversation yeah. last night during the personnel
okay. committee. Oh, it did go. I'm sorry.
Yes. What's the compensation for the position?
That was, I don't know. We didn't talk
it,
about it.
It didn't change from its previous grade level.
Which is?
I did not actually bring that number because that wasn't one of the items being addressed.
Give me a ballpark so I know what kind of level you're
saying. Are you going to apply?
More than an alderman, less than, no.
It's obviously more than an alderman. That wouldn't take much of anything. My son makes more than that.
If you give me a minute, I can go look it up, but I hate to put something on the record.
Could we have that figure, please, Mayor, for the record?
Mr. Liberta, could you please supply that figure to the alderman, any of the interested aldermen?
Got it. In an email or something.
In an email.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. A lease agreement for new Sharp MX 3140 North inspection copier.
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. This is part of the budget process, Ms. Fuller?
Correct. It is a budgeted item.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Item G15 is for informational purposes regarding the Franklin Senior Citizens Travel Program update for 2013. Again, Shirley Bird does an absolutely fantastic job. And as you can see, total of 478 people took trips advocating this, so it's a great project. Is there a motion to accept and place on file?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. And now turn to licenses.
We have the Class B New Asian Bistro LLC approve. Operators Duchette approve. Sour approve. Sour approve. Steinmetz approve. Temporary Entertainment and Amusement, St. Paul's Lutheran Church approve. Temporary Class B Beer and Wine, St. Paul's Lutheran Church approve. A Temporary B, St. Martin Tours Parish School approve. And then we've reviewed police incident reports from July 1st through January 1st. And so no action necessary on that.
Yep. Is there a second?
I second it.
Under discussion, Director of Clerk Services.
I talked to the building inspector late this afternoon, and the Oyagi Asian Bistro has not been issued an occupancy permit. The fire inspector has not cleared it, and the health inspector has not cleared it. So if you could approve that.
Pending those approvals, that's so moved.
I'll second that revision.
All right. We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded as amended. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You now have before you, unless I have an amended, do I have an amended motion or anything up here? I do. See? I knew I had one. I just could feel it. Is there a motion approving net general checking account city vouchers in the range numbers 150676 through numbers 150875 in the amount of $843,007.39 dated January 8th through January 16th, 2014?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion approving a net payroll dated January 24th, 2014, the amount of $350,544.75 and payroll deductions and city matching payments of $377,683.59.
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Madam Clerk?
In case anyone is wondering why the deductions, I'm sorry, why the deductions and city matching payments are larger than the payroll, if you look at his $377,000 as opposed to the payroll in the amount of $350,000, it's because it includes Wisconsin retirement deductions, which are normally placed on a voucher list and approved, and they are included as payroll because they are through year end December 31st and have to be paid by January
31st. Okay. Any questions or want for discussion on that? Seeing none, Madam, I believe we have a motion. Is that correct?
Yes.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. There's a motion approving property tax refunds in the range of numbers 12212 through numbers 12649 in the amount of $198,408.36, dated January 8th, 2014 through January 14th, 2014.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. There's a motion approving property tax refunds in the range of numbers 12650 through numbers 13036 in the amount of $169,249.26, dated January 17th, 2014 through January 21st, 2014.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. I believe, is there a motion to
adjourn?
So moved. Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Madam Clerk? Madam Clerk?
I just wanted to point out that we coordinated this side.
Yes, oh my gosh, you totally did.
As we always do.
That is good.
We always do.
I'll be in the city attorney again.
Yep, yep. Wow, look at that.
Very good.
Thank That's you. A good purple color there, huh?
Is it lead?
Do we have to pick a color for the next one?
I don't know. Right.
All those in favor, orange. Please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
We have orange. We're orange.